It's not working now. It's working. Shalom Boker Tov. We are on page Nun Chet. That's Talmud Sefirot Chelek Sheni. Last week we talked about that aspect of Ikar Ha'evchen Bein Ha'hei Olamot Adam Kadmon Va'atzilut Briya Yetzira Hu Alpia Aviyut Shema B'masach Shebahim. Ah, Boker Tov. I just read the, I went back one page, Nun Zayin. I just read the section Tet, just to remind you that Ikar Ha'evchen, that means the most important aspect between the five Olamot, the five worlds of Adam Kadmon, Atzilut, Briya Yetzira Asiya, Hu Al Pi Aviyut, as you said just a few minutes ago, that everything depends to this Aviyut. The difference between these five worlds of Adam, Kadmon, Atzilut, Briya, Yetzira, Asiya is the aspect of Aviyut. And Aviyut, you find it only in the Masach. And it says, Shebe Masach Shebahem. So the most important aspect of the Olamot to understand, as you explained, is the aspect of Masach. Understanding of this Masach. Because this Masach didn't exist prior to the Tzimtzum.
Masach, we can look at it as an extension of Malchut.
An extension of request of the Malchut. Yes, yes. It's her wisdom. It's literally is her wisdom, her everything. That by creating this concept called Aviyut, it's a concept, it's new, it's not in and so forth. And this is the point that is not discussed, that there is such a thing called a viewed, and this did not exist before. So what came into existence is this masach, a viewed, that allowed the tzimtzum to happen. The koach of dechia, one of the kochot we discussed is the koach of dechia. If this koach of dechia came into existence, wasn't into existence, it was then so. That's why we said that Or Chozer replaced the Ratzon Lekabel, because Nekuda Emtzai established a masach total rejection. Total. Rejection of Or and Sof. Total rejection of Or and Sof. Dechia of Or and Sof. And this is forever and ever is on this Malchut until the end. Till what Malchut wants to be established. That's why she. That was the whole idea.
This, the freedom to choose not to receive, was the free will of Malchut. The decision to bring Masach into play, was it totally Malchut?
Absolutely. From then on, Malchut, we said it again on Tuesday, that Isha. Ishto, that's when we say Adonai Sefata Tiftach Upi Yagit Tehilatecha, is Ishto. Ishto, that means his wife. Everything is done by his wife. Everything. There is no action. Nothing gets done. Only by her. But we said she doesn't do anything without reshut shel ba'ala, without the permission of the husband. So we understand the two forces, just the analogy to remember. Now, who does after this tzimtzum the whole idea and continue, the Mother Nature creates the mother, the Malchut. Malchut is a female. Is Ishto. Now, here it says, therefore, Adam Kadmon, Aviut of Adam Kadmon is how much? Sasi, Aviut of Adam Kadmon is how much?
100%.
Adam Kadmon? See how easily we get, and this is what we read last week. We make a mistake. What is, after the Tzimtzum, the capability of receiving? Didn't we say it's Or Chozer? Which Olam has the highest level of Or Chozer? Bravo. Aviyut that created the Or Chozer. You see, in a second, that's why last week I said if we switch, yes, this is why you have to be extremely careful. If you don't see this paradox, hold on, go slowly, don't fight it. We read this, and that's why I suggested always go back to the book and read it. It's a very, very, it has to be very smooth transition in changing. It's, we fight this idea.
But the question is a little bit confusing, I think.
Now, let's ask the question again. We said that after the Tzimtzum, the rule became, only through Or Chozer you can receive. Okay? No other way to receive. Every other way is end, finished. And since we are talking totally in a spiritual world right now, totally, don't look into this world yet. Look up there. It's all pure. There is no bad in there. Aviut is not bad at all. Aviut was a necessity in order to allow Or Chozer. The higher level of Or Chozer you have, the higher you return. If your Aviut is Bichnat Aleph, the Or Chozer is only one comma. One. If Aviut is Bichnat Bet, which is Bria, Olam Bria, your Or Chozer is how much? It's two.
But that's the characteristic of the Masach.
Yes. Follow that. Follow. If you are in the Olam of Atzilut, how many your Or Chozer? How many Kumo? Three. That means you have to cover three Olam from below to above. Where is the Masach? Most lowest. The lowest it gives you the highest Or Chozer. So since Atzilut is the highest in the Igulim, it's the highest. There is no yot, but in the another aspect is Zachest. But in order to establish the Or Chozer, to receive that high level of spirituality, you need higher aviyut. If I want to go to closest Adam Kadmon to the seed level, what kind of an aviyut do I need? The highest level of Or Chozer. Because that's how I can receive more of and so on. So therefore, correctly was said, that's why he says that Ikar ha'efchen bein hea olamot Adam Kadmon va'atzilut ve'briya va'asiya hu al pi ha'aviyut shebe'amasach sheba'adam Kadmon hu b'chinat dalek. Ba'atzilut hu b'chinat gimel. Ube'briya hu b'chinat bet. Yetzira alef Asya. No, no, here we go again. Again, walk with me. That's one more step. Bichinat Dalet, Avyut of Bichinat Dalet created the Olam of Adam Kadmon. That's Bichinat Dalet, the highest level, the Or Chozer. Bichinat Gimel, Olam Atzilut. Bichinat Bet, Olam Bria. Bichinat Aleph, Olam Yetzira. Bichinat Olam Asiya. What Bichinat? We call Shoresh. Ephes. 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 No Aviyut. Zero Aviyut. Now I want you to understand what happens when there is no Aviyut. What happens if there is no Aviyut? Shoshana, excuse me. Can you keep it quiet, please?
Okay.
Please. Thank you. What is Shoresh?
It already has the 10 sefirot of Yashar, so it doesn't need of any from Or Chozer. And that's what happens in Or Shoresh. One level below needs one from Or Chozer, and that's where it gets it. It has nine and it gets one.
Does he receive or doesn't receive any light?
Not from Or Chozer.
Does it receive or does it not receive any light? What Aviyud does? What is this Aviyud in the Masach does? What Aviyud of the Masach does?
Prevent from Omer Oelion to penetrate.
That's it?
No, and it gives back.
So first it has to have a power of first pulling it. Pulling it. Who's pulling? Only Malchut. First has to have a power of to pull. Last must have the power of to push to. That's the Masach. These five levels that you are studying on Tuesdays, those are the five levels of this Masach. And the whole thing is to understand what this Masach is, because if you don't understand what this Aviyud is, you don't get the idea at all. And to go forward after this, not understanding completely what Aviyut is, what Masach is, how Masach operates, and what's the purpose of Masach, how you can damage it, how you can repair it, how you can establish it, because if you do not have Aviyut, you don't get an iota of light. Zero. The Sefirot are there, but what is not in it? Light is not revealed. Oh, you got Eser Sefirot for sure. Anything exists has an Eser Sefirot. But after Olam Asiya, there is no light. Because there is Shoresh of Aviyut. You don't get no light. No revelation. It's there. But the light is not in it because there is no Aviyut in it. So now let's read it because it's extremely important. You solve this problem, this paradox for yourself, and understand what the business of the light is and what's the business of the vessel is and how they have to work together. You solve it out.
It's after more that, complicated. You don't solve anything. It gets more complicated. Then is the pay, then is this, then it's...
I'm glad you stopped somewhere. Because it seems that you went somewhere in your head and you got stopped. You said, well, this is not complicated. As soon as you say this is too complicated, that means you got somewhere that there are too many unexplained situations.
You need to know a lot. You need to study a lot in order to solve it like you described.
I promise you, you're going to solve it with such ease that you will say, my God, why it is so simple? No. Let's understand now the concept and not get entangled how these worlds connect together. Slowly. We will understand how the world is going to... This is why Sasi correctly said, now it's complicated. That means right now we don't have enough information to answer such question. Hold on. The only thing you know you can say right now, that the malchut of the upper one is the keter of the lower one. That much. But don't talk about partsufim. Don't talk about olamot. Those are different businesses. If you are talking about Sefirot, talk about Sefirot. If you are talking about Partsufim, talk about Partsufim. If you are talking about Olamot, talk about Olamot. You cannot mix match. Oh, very good.
But
so stay.
It's magical that, you know,
it's tied in this way. I'm glad. But don't push the save button yet until it's ready and beautifully you see it. Adam, you are still continuing. Drop it. Good. Not at all. But trust me here. Go here. Go back. Let him to clear it for you. Let him to do it. Keep the question. It's good. Let's read. Yud Gimel. Hamasach da'asiya. The masach of asiya. That's, we understood, is the one that is the shoresh we are talking about. Rak mishoresh ha'aviyut. It's the concept of shoresh. There is the word, the letter, look at it, look at the words. It's the word shor. Shor is echad, achayot, a kodesh. That's where what you bring korban. So it's not for nothing that the creation came that the Asiya should have no aviut. Has only potential as Eser Sefirot. Let's see what Abore wants to use this, and he's the following. He says, "Va'alken hu chitzoni mikulam." We said in the world, Atzilut, Olam Atzilut, Olam Kadmon is Hachashuv beyoter, that means pinimi beyoter. And whatever you go inside, Asiya becomes the least chashuv. So becomes chitzoni yoter. So in the olamot I want you to look at is you look at Adam Kadmon Atzilut, the most pinimi, essence, pinimi. And olam Asiya, let's use the words. That's why we have words, because words keeps us to the point. The whole thing is to understand this point by point. We're going to go to a world. It's only world of points. There is an infinitum of points. It's called Olam Nekudim. Now, but I want you to look at only at the beginning and the end. And the beginning is Atzilut is Pinimi Yoter. Olam Asiya is chitzoni biyoter. Chitzoni, that means shoresh aviyut. Adam Kadmon, pinimi, highest level of aviyut.
So it depends if we're looking at it at the, whether we're looking at it at the perspective of the kli or the light. Because Mr. Melamed,
Olam is what? Olam is what?
More aviyut than Olam Kadmon.
Okay. Now, in order for us to understand and communicate together, whenever I am talking Sefirot, it's I'm talking about light. That's it. Whatever other name I use, it's Kelim.
Okay.
Only Sefirot are the lights. Whenever there is or inside the Sefirah, and the only or that goes and lights the Sefirah is or and soft. There is nothing and no other light. Any other light is not the correct light. Any other light. Is there any other light? Is it light of Chesed goes into Gevurah? Yeah, Yitzchak came from Gevurah. But when it goes to Yitzchak, it's not anymore Yitzchak, it's something else. It's not anymore Abraham,
right.
But it's Yitzchak.
Okay.
But the light came from where? From Chesed. Now, when the light of Yitzchak is in Abraham, before going to become Yitzchak, yeah, it was recognized who he is?
No.
No. But he was there. I hope you will remember all these things when we get to this Sefirot and we explain how one Sefirah goes to the next Sefirah and from next Sefirah goes to the next Sefirah. We will get there too. But come back here, let's read it here. Va'olam ha'asiyah hina ha'masach she'be'eser Sefirot de'yosher shebo. When we are talking about Olam ha'asiyah, he says de'yosher. He's talking about the kav that comes into a Olam called Yetzirah. Asiyah. We are talking about a kav. We are talking about Yosher. Shebo ze zach legamre bilishum aviyut klal. We said only aviyut you can find where? In the kav. And in the kav of Olam Asiya, there is no aviyut. Val ken ein bo inyan hazivuk im aor elyon. And therefore there is no zivuk with all elyon. There is no zivuk da'aka. There is no binding together. Because there is no aviyut. Hamale or chozer v'mitoch she'ein bahem or chozer, and because there is no or chozer in this aspect, ein bahem gam or ha'elyon, and therefore there is no the light that comes from the above. Ki ein ha'or ha'elyon nitfas b'partzuf b'li or chozer, because no establishment of no partzuf. That means the next after the light comes in, it's interested to create a partzuf, and five partzufim creating your olam. So first he has to create a partzuf. So he says, in order to create a partzuf, there must be an Or Chozer, and since there is no Or Chozer, there is no creation of partzuf.
What exactly is the definition of partzuf? Is it madrega?
It has a rosh toch sof.
But yeah, it's I can't really
grasp it.
Here we go. It's the light comes and creates rosh, then
yeah,
it creates. Let's go like this. The only thing, whatever it is that receives, has Eser Sefirot. Look at only Eser Sefirot, both, all of you. Just look Eser Sefirot, nothing. Don't look anything. There is Eser Sefirot. That's your first DNA. 10 level. Keter Chochma Bina Malchut. Anything else we have? Those are DNA. This is the only thing you got to build anything. First time the light comes, goes through Keter, goes. It has any problem, goes through Chokhmah, has any problem, or Yasha. Goes, when there is something to stop it. At the Malchut. Because the first time the light came, hits a Malchut. What happens to it? Or Chozeh, goes Or Chozeh. When it goes all the way up, what do you see now? You see 10 Sefirot, because the Or Chozer becomes a Libush, we said, it receives, it becomes a Kli to receive 9 lights. And you see a candle. You see something is lighting 9 Sefirot. Anything else you see? This we call Rosh. Now what this guy is going to do? You have Eser Sefirot.
But this Rosh has a function.
Yeah, he has a head. Like a baby that comes into the womb of the mother. What first has what? Head. Eser Sefirot. That's it. This is Eser Sefirot. So what this Eser Sefirot does, we will study very soon, makes a Mina Uba. He says, you know what? I am a head. I need body. So it starts to do Mina Uba. It comes from the head down. You think, and then you bring it to your heart to do. That's called Mina Uba, comes down. He creates a Toch, the light that created the head, like a baby, exactly like a baby. Then when he creates Mina Uba, he says, okay, I need Yadayim, because Guf wants to do something. Creates Yadayim. through the Mina Uba. That's why Keter, Chochma Bina, that's Eser Sefirot of itself, creates a goof, but goof already has a Rosh, so it starts from Chesed, Yad Yamin, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchut is there.
This Patuf creates?
From that one Eser Sefirot. That one Eser Sefirot creates, as you saw by the first Or Chozer, the first Or Chozer creates a head. When this concept has a head, has a toch, and has a sof, it's called partsuf.
But the partsuf was created to, in order to do a function.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and then five partsufim got together and created the olam.
So the rosh of the partsuf.
The olam is consist of five partsufim. If there is no five partsufim, the olam is not complete. Of course.
Okay.
Look at it. Where your first Or Chozer is.
No, this I got.
No. When you say,
no,
when you say,
so
oh, I got it, I got it. Come on. You see a design suddenly. You see it. The whole thing in a split of a second.
Now, when it creates the Toch, what does it create?
Now, it digests it here. Koach ha-ma'achal is here. Koach ha-birur is here. Koach ha-dechia is here. Hakol is here because this is the first Eser Sefirot. Everything is here. But the point is when it comes through the Garon, Mitzrayim, in the goof it starts to go crazy. But it has the whole idea in the head. Now it has to create to do, but in order to do, he needs to go. He has to move, so he needs regline. When he completes, and that's like baby, how many months it takes to complete these nine sefirot that they are can become partsuf? The only thing you received is nine sefirot up above. Did you receive anything more? No. That initial nine sefirot is creating the Rosh, Toch, Sof. Okay, now what you going to do? You're going to continue. You keep on continuing to do what you were supposed to do from this initial Or Chozer. And you're going to continue creating Or Chozer, Or Chozer, Or Chozer, Or Chozer, continuously with your eyes, with your ears, with your... Continuously are creating Or Chozer. If you don't blink, you can't see. If you don't have masach in your ears, you can hear. If you don't have masach in your mouth, you can eat. Okay?
So if the Rosh of the Partsuf is all the calculation takes place in the Rosh, that the top part is the part that really receives the light.
Receives the Mina Uba.
Right.
Whatever I put in my mouth and I chew, I eat.
Right.
I don't eat more than what I chew in my mouth. And where is my body is going to get it? It's from my mouth. What is the mouth there for? It's the Malchut of the Rosh.
Right. So the top of the Rosh receives from whatever I calculate in my head when I first receive.
But it has to go through a Ma'var
right.
called Garon. Yeah, okay, I have to walk with it till she gives up. And really, the best thing you can do is right now give up because let's do the Ika.
Because you're running.
I'm going as slow as this.
No, you're running.
Okay.
All right. So now we'll go to the soul of the part. So what is the job of the soul?
What is the soul?
Because that's...
It's the Malchut. It's holding the whole body. It's right at your palm of your feet. By the way, I had experience today, not today, this past 4 months, And this week was the finality of it, I mean, the ultimate max of it, that I really understood this concept. I have a bone growth right at the bottom of my toe, not toe, my heel. And I really cannot put my heel down. It's very painful. So I went to a doctor to get it to see what to do about it. So he literally took an electrical hammer and a machete and right went on top of it. I never felt pain in my head ever. That taught me the biggest lesson here. That right at the bottom, Malchut can reach the mind. And he told me, he says, yeah, I know the pain is the highest. Only the pain of the heel. Ekev. Ekev Tishmon. That's the whole secret of Torah. I got it through that pain. Is that what is Ekev Tishmon? It's only the Ekev that has the power of Or Chozer all the way to the Keter. Such a level of pain all the way from the bottom. Anywhere else in your body, you don't feel that pain. When you go right there, I'm getting goose pimple. And I'm not joking that how this concept was truly for me to understand what it is that says Abraham was Ekev Tishmon. Because he went from Ekev and the pain, that's the only Or Chozer that goes to Keter. Bravo. Only Malchut is really the kingdom of letting Yesod, Hod, Netzach, Tiferet, Gevurah, Chesed, Bina, or Da'at, Bina, Chochmah, all these to come into existence. To reveal. So what is missing in Asiya? None of the above. They're potentially there. It's walk the talk. What explain to you? Oh yeah, very nice. I like that. Very nice. I didn't get it first.
It's not really walk the talk because it's a total new.
Well, if you look at it, it's a Shalosh Regalim. We get Shalosh Regalim in the Torah. Why is called regal? The same concept that he's using, Adam is using. It's regalim. It's all walk the talk. That means it has to be from the bottom of action, movement, in order to come up to the highest level.
But at the same time, the concept of having the masach is a completely new thing, and it came from Malchut. None of the above had this concept of creating masach to do.
Absolutely.
To receive in order to.
But remember, this first Eser Sefirot is Eser Sefirot of Malchut of Nekudah Emtzai.
No, but they do, because every 10 has a 10 Masach. There's the idea of the Masach that exists in Malchut.
Okay, ask the question. I don't want to lose the thought. Stay with me. I want to finish this idea. First of all, remember, studying this is going to increase your desire to receive tremendously. And sometimes uncontrollably. So be very careful and aware of it. Number two, it's... come back here. ועל כן אין בו עניין הזיווג עם האור חיזל, we went there, והספירות הללו, אלא קומת מלכות בלבד. Now, וחסרות מתת ספירות ראשונות. So, עולם עשייה is חסר. Now, first time use the word חסר. חסר means what? It's missing. What is missing? Is lacks. Lack. Up till now, there was no concept of lack. Because there was a viewed. If you had a viewed, you, if you have a piece of bread, even if it is stale, you eat it. You're not 100% hungry. But when there is nothing, then there is real chisaron. שהן כתר חוכמה בינה וזה רמפין, כולל על שש ספירות, חסד גברה תפארת נצח עוד יסוד, ומתוך שהמסך שבהם הוא יותר מבכל העולמות הקודמות, שמסך שבהם זך יותר. לא מסך anymore. ממילא נבחנים עם זה שהם חיצונים מכולם. So therefore, עולם עשייה becomes עולם חיצוני. Superficiality, because you don't see the truth. You don't. So whatever you see is not what it is, because it's superficial. כבר ידעת שהזכות והחיצוניות היינו הכם. The more חיצוני you are, the more זך, the more חיצוני you are. I thought that I want to become a spiritual, but if I shouldn't have a viewed, or I should have more of viewed. I start with what kind of a viewed? Do I? I tell you, I start with the highest level of, remember that, the first ten sefirot, remember, always, is the highest. First. When I'm born, I have the highest level of desire to receive. That's why I get up, I grow so quickly. Highest level. But now you have to ask me which koma you are. I'm a koma of nefesh. That's why at the beginning he said, oh, it gets complicated, yeah? Because now first you have a koma of nefesh. Then you have koma of roach. Then wherever you are, you have to go through these five levels. When you are a baby, it's your nefesh, you're nothing. You have all the potential, but it's there is a viewed, but something else missing. And then we see that when there is what was missing, the other one is missing. That's the whole paradox. When I have the highest level of a viewed, I don't know nothing. When I have the biggest energy in my body to do things, I don't get it. My head is a different trip. When I find experience and knowledge, I don't have any more that power in my body that I had in my youth. Imagine how many times you said, if I knew, how many times did I say, if I knew what I know today 50 years ago? Isn't that a paradox? I want you to see this paradox. That how did I came to see what was missing? I had the whole time of my life, my head was the most capable of the all the time to grasp. I was the power and all that I had, but I didn't know nothing. Wasted a lot. Now that I got the experience, I don't have that capacity that I had before. Certain capacity increases, the other one decreases.
The aviyut is very...
Let's go here.
And the masach is very...
If we are capable to study this aspect of aviyut, which is defines the masach, everything around me is going to be clear, and everything around you is going to be clear, and you understand. You understand the gvulim. You understand all the limits. You will understand all what we need to get. Mm-hmm. All is to understand this masach. That's the masach, is the creation. Masach is the creation. If there wasn't a masach, there was no creation. Nothing works in this world without masach. Nothing. Everything is upon masach. If there is no masach, it doesn't exist. It's all developing masach. Building masach. Understanding the masach. They say you got to be at the right time, at the right place. Now it gets complicated. Because when you get to know how to build a masach, you gotta understand to be at the right time at the right place. Otherwise, the Torah will be meaningless. From the beginning to the end, the Torah is gonna teach you only one thing: how to build this masach. And what kochot is available to us, and how to control. That's why who became Umeh Hevdel. Who was the capable entity, Boker Tov Chodarav, the entity that caused Hevdel between above and below? It's the Masach. So the Rakia is the Masach. How many levels Rakia? Seven different levels, seven belts around the earth. That's the Masach. And it's possible to understand the law. They understand what is going on only through this Masach. So here comes and he says the following: Shemasach shebahem zach yoter mikol ha'olamot kodmot memele nifchanim im ze shehemach chitzonim mikulam ki kvar yadata shehazachot והחיצוניות היינו הכם, כנזכר למעלה, ועל כן עולם היצירה שבכלים שלו, שיש מסך בחינת א', על כל פנים נחשבים לעולם הפנימי כלפי עולם עשייה. Now let's look the difference between עשייה ליצירה. Who really encompasses the עולם עשייה? Encompasses עולם יצירה. What is the aviut of olam ha-yetzira? It's olam b'chinat aleph. And he says, olam yetzira, because has a aviut, compared to the olam asiya, it's considered primiyote. Asiya is considered to yetzira, chitzoni. So what is the primiyut of olam asiya? Where can I find primiyut in Olam Yetzirah, in order for me to be able to go get a visa to Olam Yetzirah? What kind of an aviut I need? Bechinat Aleph. Now, what kind of a light is Bechinat Aleph? What kind of a light is Bechinat Aleph? What is the name of the light that is Olam Yetzirah? What it is or Elyon legabei olam asiya, but what light is olam yetzira? Ruach. What light is in olam nefesh? In olam asiya, nefesh. So that means if I want to go to olam yetzira, I have to have aliyah. This is what we call aliyah from nefesh behemi, from to be animal, to go to ruach. Now please, listen. We know nefesh is bichinat aviyut, shoresh. Ruach is bichinat aleph. Correct? You understand?
No.
What am I talking when I say that Olam Yetzira is Pinimi to Olam Asiya? Am I talking about Keilim or am I talking about the light?
Light.
Bravo. Keilim. Keilim shel olam yetzira is yoter pinimi than keilim shel olam asiya. Keilim of shel olam asiya do not have aviyut. Aviyut is concerning only the keilim. Keilim, they give you definition. They get definition as per their aviyut. What is kli? Or chozer? What causes the highest level of our chozer? Of youth. So what makes a kli? Of youth. So if I talk about Yetzirah, I'm talking Keilim of Aviyut Bichinat Aleph. When I am talking about Olam Asiya, I am talking about Keilim of Aviyut Shoresh. And I'm talking about Keilim. When I'm talking about Olam, Olam means Keilim. If you want to go to Olam Yetzirah, you need Keilim Shel Olam Yetzirah. If you want to go to Olam Bria, you need Keilim Shel Olam Bria. Each Kli in each level has its own light. There is a Kli in Olam Bria that contains Nefesh. There is a Kli in Olam Yetzirah that contains Nefesh. There is a Kli in Olam Asiya that contains Or Nefesh. They are all Nefesh, but different Koma, different level. The Nefesh, which is in Olam Asiya, is different than the Nefesh that is Olam Bria. However, they have Nefesh to Nefesh, has affinity together. They are connected together. They are all lights. Lights cannot be discontinued. As soon as there is a Kli, the light is already there. So, the understanding, because we want to understand the Masach, we have to understand the Kli. Because Kli is only depends on the aviyut of the Masach of that Kli. We are looking to establish and understand Keilim. But in order to understand Keilim, we have to understand the aviyut, which is the makes the Masach. No, the aviyut, the Masach, builds you the Kli. If you don't have a Masach, you cannot create Kli. We said Kli of Kabbalah becomes Or Chozer, which is depends on Aviyut. I ask you a question. What is Nekudayim saying in me? That's not true. Bravo. Malchut Rosh. In the head. Nothing happens in my body. First in the head. I get it in the head. Until first, sof ma'aseh b'machshava techila. It's all in the head first. I don't get it through. Where do I get it? Where do you get this, the expression of a desire? Not in your thought?
The desire starts from the heart.
Thought shows you, your eyes shows you something, your heart. Tuesday we said, Ein ro'eh, lev chomed. There's no way the lev doesn't have what? The lev sees? Through my eyes. Well, feeling we are not talking about. First, thinking. Thinking is above the feeling. Until I don't understand the pain, until it doesn't come to my head, I don't understand the pain. Are we okay? I didn't say that.
Yeah.
Why didn't I say that?
You've been saying that for the last 5 minutes.
Say that again?
You keep saying that Malchut
I said, Olam Asiya has an aviyut of Shorech. Who told you?
Why Olam Asiya has the aviyut of Shorech?
Again, you see, you mixed Sefirot again with Olamo.
Let's go with what you said, Samalam.
Yeah?
Tell me why that Olam Asiya has the aviyut of Shorech.
Because it has no aviyut.
Why?
Because when first Olam was created, is Olam Kadmon.
Right.
And the first start, in order to have Or Chozer of Bichina Dalet, and since Olam Kadmon is the highest, the first level of receiving, has the Aviyut of Bichina Dalet.
But don't you have to have the Aviyut of Bichina Dalet to capture the light of Keter?
And it did, right? And that's why it created the Keter called Adam Kadmon.
Right. So how could the Asiya has the level of...
So you created Olam Kadmon with which aviyut? Bechina Dalet.
Right.
And Atzilut with what Bechina aviyut did you? And Biriya? And Yetzira? And Asiya? What do you want from me? You understand it? Bravo. Now, I don't blame none of you if you keep on banging me on this, because I myself, I tell you the truth, 10 years before I made sense out of it. It's the most strangest way of thinking, the most strangest way of being careful, because all the time I have to deal with opposites. And that's why, again, we explained that the concept is opposites. You go to Olam Yetzirah, everything, there is opposites. Olam Briya, there is opposites. I go Olam Atzilut, there is only one Ein. There is no opposites. There is only right and left.
Yeah,
yeah, there is no opposites. There is, everything is one. Now, slowly I got to see it. Slowly I have to make differentiation, and it's going to build up. But I think it's not for nothing. It's a work. It's a literally a lifetime work. So, Toda Rabba. So, sit tight. It's okay. It's okay that it's strange. But I can tell you one thing, that at least till the end of the book, we'll see. I'm never clear, but I don't think we can get lost. We know our way more or less, and we won't get lost.
It's not strange at all. It's the most beautiful plan that you can receive without receiving wanting to receive.
Bravo. Okay, but if you think that way, Baruch Hashem.
I've done it any other way.
Now, let's go to the next one, is important. Erech hafuch bein hashefa or... Leben hitlapshut haor. Hashpador. That means when the light illuminates, mashpia, shines, that means from above to below. And then he says, Obein hitlapshut haor. What do you mean, hitlapshut? Libush. I'm sorry, I don't know. As a man, first you put shirt on or then you put pants?
It's very personal.
That's what he's talking about. That's what he's talking about. There is a first... Always. always there is a libush from is from below to above. It's always. It's a kind of a ridiculous to go from above to below. Because that's a libush. That's a libush. But you see that you cannot put your shoes and put your pants. That's why there is a division. The truth is libush is from below up to above. It's kind of a funny. It's wrong. it's really, literally wrong. But no, I'm exaggerating. But I'm giving you a pointer for you to remember. There is no way anything starts from above to below. Everything, any establishment, any revelation is from below to above. And libushim are covering. Coverings, that means concept that they reveal you, that you are able to reveal it.
When they recognize that they have
the libush came from below to above. Immediately. Bravo. Now ve'en letame litmave. Let's not letamua. I say all the time I have problem with this word. It's to get into a difficulty or to make a mistake. Go with the haftar. Okay. Hare hezber notenet shebekeilim hem zachim yoter, sarich leitlabesh or hachashuv yoter. This is okay. Now let's start with definition.
Hasbara.
Hasvara. Ken.
לא סתם אני מתקן אותך.
אתה מוכרח לתקן אותי. כל זה אני... אני מאוד מודה. The first letter was לתמוע.
תמוע.
והסברה נותנת. Now, הסברה is means?
סברה.
הסברה.
Is like assumption. There is a סברה שאומרת that הכדור הוא עגול.
But isn't this Hesber?
Hesber, it's an explanation. Uh-huh. Svara is a kind of an assumption.
Same letters?
אבל, לא.
But this one is a...
כשיש פה hey, זה because שאני אומר, הפרח.
Oh, but this is the part of the word.
Exactly. Svara is the word.
תודה.
Svara is an assumption.
תודה. סברה נותנת שבכלים שהם זכים יותר. How about axiom? Is it axiom?
Yes.
Very good. Now there is an axiom. So that means take it as it is. There is a hesber given, explanation is given, that the כלים that they are זך ביותר, what is זך ביותר? Less of youth. צריך להתלבש אור החשוב ביותר. Now, which olam has the zaches beyoter? Which olam is zach beyoter? Toda rabba. Zach bechinat wa. That he says, or chashuv beyoter. Or chashuv beyoter. That's why it's a whole explanation here. Is the or zach beyoter? What or is achi zach? What or is achi av?
Nefesh.
Toda. Or achi zach is what?
Yechida.
So here it comes and explain. If we have the name, then we can go through this, and just the name to save us, because it takes a while to. Because here it is talking about Zach. He's telling me, Olam Kadam Kadmon Sarich, highest level of Aviyut, in order to be established. And then here it comes, it says, the or ha-chashuv beyoter has to come to a kli of zach beyoter.
It says that because it requires the highest returning light to be illuminated.
Bravo. 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 That's the point. So here it comes, v'ein litmoa. Harei. הזברה נותנת שבכלים הם זכים יותר, צריך להתלבש האור החשוב ביותר. תעשה first axiom. משום שהכלי הזך קרוב צורתו ביותר אל האור כנודע, ואיך אומרים כאן ש... Now, let's stop there. Let's explain the first one. צריך להתלבש האור החשוב יותר משום שהכלי has to be זך. So the כלי has to be זך ביותר in order to hold the affinity, similarity to the אור הזך ביותר. Okay? Now, he says, why? Because צורתו. His form. צורה. His פרצוף. Is more similar, closer. Yitzchak, it's closer. They look at the parshuva of Yitzchak, they saw that they see Abraham. Karov tzurato beyoter el haor, kenoda. Ve'en omrim kan shekol ha'av komato gavoha beyoter. Says, listen, red line here. We are not saying that... The one that has more of you, he is the more higher level. That's not what he says. Let's say we have a comma number 3 and we have comma dalet. We have comma of bichinat dalet. I have a comma of bichinat gimel. Is in Bichinat Gimel there is Aviyut of Bichinat Dalet?
Yes.
Bravo. Is in Koma Dalet there is Aviyut of Bichinat Dalet? In Koma Dalet. Mm-hmm. Is there Aviyut of Bichinat Dalet? Bravo. No matter which Koma you are, you have Bichinat Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, Veshoresh. That doesn't define that if you are Bichinat Dalet, your Koma is different. The Avyut doesn't give you Koma. Level.
Level.
The Avyut, each Koma has Chamisha level of Avyut. Shoresh, Echad, Shtayim, Shalosh, Arba. Every comma. What defines the comma then? Level? What defines? It's not the Aviyut. It's what?
When the returning light goes there, then the differences.
Then the Kli. Then the Kli.
Yeah.
The Kli Zach Yoter will take the highest level of light. Remember again, there is a difference between Avyut and a Koma. Avyut doesn't define Koma.
Thank you. So the
Koma is defined only by the Kli. It has Aviyut of Shoresh. Aviyut of Shoresh. Aviyut of Shoresh. That is fine. But in this Aviyut, is there of Shoresh? Zero. How many levels it has by itself?
Five.
Again. In Aviyut Aleph, how many levels you got?
The
same. Five again. But the only thing, because in Shoresh, it has levels Because, very simply, there is no aviyut, no levels is revealed. As soon as you bring light into this olam called Asiya, levels come out.
Changes. Thank you. And that's why I was confused.
But you are dealing with the aviyut of only Shoresh. What kind of aviyut when I am born, I am, what Koma?
Koma of Shoresh.
Shoresh.
Right. So when you say Olam Asiya has the aviyut of Dalit, but it has the Koma of the Shoresh.
No, has the aviyut of a Shoresh, aviyut of a Shoresh, Koma of Malchut. Koma, yeah. Koma, the first Koma. Again, when we say Malchut, we are talking about in each Olam, each place, we are talking about Sefirot. We are not dealing with, yes, we are dealing with Sefirot, but...
We said that Malchut captures Olam Ketman. It reaches all
the... I didn't say that. We said Aviyut of Bechina Dalet makes the Malchut of Bechina Dalet. That's what I said. It's only... Bichinat Dalet, Aviyut of Bichinat Dalet, Aviyut of Bichinat Gimel makes Atzilut, Aviyut of Bichinat Beria, Asiya becomes Shoresh. Whatever you do in Olam Asiya, Aviyut is Shoresh. Now, there are five levels of Aviyut. If I have Aleph, there is five levels to Aleph. There is five levels to Asiya, but because Asiya is a Shoresh, there is no revelation really. It's lack of light. There's no light in it. It's a lack of light. But which Kelim is Achizach? Which Kelim is Achizach between all the Olamot? Adam Kadmon. With what Aviyud was created Olam Kadmon? Dalet. That's why you have to, again, we are going to go over and over and over this till you we nail it. And you got to go over it. Say, again, Koma is not defined by Aviyud. By Kelim. Kelim defines the Aviyut. But how do I get Kelim? He says, Kelim is done by Aviyut. Now, if you started with Aviyut of Dalet, you can create in Olam Atzilut the Zachest Kli to receive the Zachest Light. Unfortunately, we cannot.
Right. And each one would give you a certain number of sefirot to do a complete 10 sefirot. When you have 10 on the top, you don't need anything from Or Chozer to make a complete 10. When you have 9, you need 1 from Or Chozer. When you have 8, you need 2. And those two, I think, make it a little bit easier to understand.
It will become even easier, you're right, when we understand in the concept of how did I begin with you. I said, here, look only at 10 sefirot, not more. Just look at 10 individual sefirot. This is the first seed. And we're going to build from these 10 sefirot. How he created the Or Chozer, we only know because there was this Malchut, was Nekuda Emsai, had Bichina Dalet, as was Nekuda Emsai of Olam Atzilut, created Eser Sefirot Or Chozer. Boom. And whatever she captured, created the Zaches Kli and created the Olam, this Kli, the first initial Kli, the first Eser Sefirot, the first Or Chozer, created the Kli, a seed called Kadmon. And through this Olam Kadmon, in the Olam Kadmon, we created five parts of him. So the totality of Adam Kadmon, made of Eser Sefirot, initially, created five parts of him, and these five parts of him continued the Bria Atzilut, Bria Yetzira Asiya. Now, I said, we honestly don't expect that the first shot will settle in our head, because it's really a paradox. You gotta be able to look through the Pashtut, it says, of the light, when Mashpia, and the returning light, the Kli. You have to understand. And they are, by the way, opposites. But one without the other, impossible. Yeah, one without the other is meaningless. It's got to be together, but they are two opposites. That's why we said in Tuesday that we have to unite three opposites, and until we don't unite three opposites, it's impossible to achieve. What are the three opposites that I have to unite? Very simple, in Sefirot you will see, if I want to have Chochmah Bina, they are two opposites. What unites it? Da'at. Chesed Gevura, they are opposites. What unites it? Tiferet. Netzach V'Hod, they are opposites. What unites it? Yesod. Who is inclusive, reveals all these three? Malchut. Because by creating Or Chozeh, reveals three opposites that has been united. We will see this. As soon as you recognize how to deal with opposites, because it is teaching you how to see opposites, where you need right and left. Is any different? If I see the same thing, why do I need to look at it at the right and the left? Why do I have to hear it, the right side of it and the left side of it? When you're talking to me, it's not one word, but why do I have to hear it from the right side and the left side to make sense? If it's not, the effect is not the same. Why? That's all to start to understand how you can bring a center, a balance through opposites. If there is no opposites, there is no balance. I am opposites to. What is the difference between my Kli and Hashem Kli? He's Yoter Zach. That's why his light is Yoter Chashuv. So who am I here? But him without me cannot reveal his light. It's very simple. If he wants to reveal it in this world, he needs me. He doesn't need me. He gave me the opportunity to reveal him. Correction. And this way to earn my way, to be somebody, to be Beyom Ahu Yeh Adonai Echad Ushmo Echad. Yes, now it gets complicated.
I know, but it gets complicated.
But this is, we make it complicated.